Lesson 7.
Word list.
Calendar.
Civilization.
Ancestor.
Primitive.
Measure.
Base. Base something on something.
Ancient.
Cycle.
Priest.
Normally.
Extra.
Lunar calendar.
Empire.
Astronomer.
Adopt.
Decree.
Insert.
Consist of.
Numerical.
Odd.
Bear.
Leap year.
Pile.
Recommend.
Whereas.
Total.
Error.
Time.
Pope.
Accurate.
Amount.
Catholic.
Protestant.
Act.
Parliament.
Text.
The calendar. What day is today? What day of the month is it? And what month of the year? To answer questions like these, we look at a calendar. The story of our calendar dates back to the dawn of civilization. Probably the first way of keeping time was to count days. Our early ancestors counted days by the time between each sunrise and sundown, as some primitive people still do. A day as we take it is daytime and nighttime together. But for a long, long time, people did not think of days like we do. Almost as soon as people began counting days, they must have noticed the changes in the moon. The moon was full. Then it got smaller and smaller until it disappeared altogether. Then it grew night by night to a full moon again. From full moon to full moon was a good measure of time. But it was still too short a period for men to base a calendar on. In time, men saw that there were seasons which followed one another in regular order. In ancient Egypt, for example, the season when the Nile flooded the land was followed by the season when crops were planted and cared for. Then came the season of harvest. This cycle of seasons became the year. Yet for a long time, no one tried to fit days and months and years together. When they did, they ran into trouble. Days do not fit evenly into months, since the time from full moon to full moon is about 29.5 days. And days do not fit evenly into years, since the actual journey of the Earth round the Sun takes 365 days, 5 hours, 49 minutes, and 46 seconds. And months do not fit evenly into years either, since the moon travels round the Earth between 12 and 13 times in a year. The priests of ancient Babylon worked out a calendar which had 29 days in some months and 30 in others. Their year normally had 12 months in it, but it was several days too short. Soon the months had slipped out of place in the seasons. If each calendar year were to be several days shorter than the time it takes the Earth to go around the Sun, the coldest winter days would soon come round in the middle of October in some 20 years. To keep the months from slipping too far out of place, the priests put an extra month in the year every few years. It was a calendar quite similar to the Chinese lunar calendar. The early Greeks had a calendar much like the Babylonians. So did the early Romans. But by the time Julius Caesar became the ruler of the Roman Empire, the calendar had been very badly mixed up. Caesar decided to throw out the old calendar and start all over again. He sought the advice of the astronomer Sosigenes, who suggested that the true length of the year be adopted as 365 1/4 days. Caesar then decreed that the year should consist of 365 days, but every fourth year an extra day should be inserted at the end of February to make up for the quarter days that were lost. To get his new calendar started in line with the seasons, Caesar moved New Year's Day from March the 1st to January the 1st, and so January became the first month of the year. But the old numerical names of the months were unchanged, so the ninth month is still called September, although the word means seventh. Also, the names of the 10th, 11th, and 12th months, October, November, and December, came from the Latin for 8th, 9th, and 10th. Caesar's astronomers chose to divide the year into 12 months of about the same length. This gave 5 31-day months and 7 30-day months. The Romans thought that odd numbers were lucky, and they took a day from a 30-day month, from February, to get an extra 31-day month. It was just like Caesar to change the name of one month to honour himself. This month, of course, was given 31 days. This is our month of July, after Julius. When Augustus Octavian became emperor after Caesar's death, he also named a month for himself, August. The story goes that Augustus could not bear to have Julius Caesar's month longer than the one he named himself. So he took another day from February to make August as long as July. There were now 7 31-day months in a year, but February was left with 28 days, except in leap years. Since then, the names of the months have come down to us unchanged. Caesar's plan of leap years was followed for about 1,600 years, but by that time an error of about 10 days had again piled up. The trouble was that a year is not quite the 365 1/4 days that Sosigenes recommended. When people added one extra day to February every 4 years, they were adding 24 hours, whereas they should have added only 4 times 5 hours, 48 minutes and 46 seconds, a total of 23 hours, 15 minutes and 4 seconds. The error was 44 minutes and 56 seconds for each leap year, or 11 minutes and 14 seconds for each single year. That may not seem much, but time this by 1,600 and you will see it is a serious error. In 1582, Pope Gregory XIII took the advice of the Italian astronomer Clavius and ordered that 10 days be dropped from the calendar. He also asked him to work out a better rule for leap years to prevent the piling up of error in future. We still follow this clever rule. It is, if a year's number can be divided by 4, it won't be a leap year if it can be further divided by 100. Again, even if it can be divided by 100, it remains a leap year if it can be divided by 400. Thus, the year AD 2000 will be a leap year, but the year 2100 will not, nor was 1900. This Gregorian calendar year, remarkably accurate as it is about 26 seconds too long. The error amounts to about one day in 3,000 years. All Catholic countries adopted the Gregorian calendar immediately, but the Greek Church and most Protestant nations refused to recognize it. It was not until nearly 200 years later that England found it necessary to drop 11 days from the calendar to bring it in line. This was established by Act of Parliament in 1752, but many people thought that they were losing 11 days out of their lives. There were great meetings at which the cry was, "Give us back our 11 days."
Interlesson 1.
Word list.
Matinee.
Historic.
Involve.
Scene.
Defy.
Warlord.
Audience.
Regret.
Tour. Trip.
Course.
The Red Storm.
Did you happen to see the Red Storm when it was on?
No, I didn't. We tried to get tickets, but they were all sold out.
What a shame. We were quite lucky. We managed to get seats for a matinee. Even then there was a full house.
How did you like it?
Oh, I thought it was wonderful. It was all about the railway workers' strike of February the 7th, 1923.
I know. That was a historic strike, wasn't it?
Yes, it was historic, not only because it involved an enormous number of workers, but because it was led by the newly founded Communist Party.
That's right. It was the party that got the workers organized and made them feel their own strength. By the way, how was the acting?
Magnificent. Particularly the scene where the workers defy the warlord troops and break into the hall to hold their first union meeting. It just carried the audience away.
The more you tell me, the more I regret having missed it. The play's on tour now, but I simply must see it when it gets back.
Yes, you really must. The ending was especially touching. The leaders of the strike, two communists, laid down their lives for the cause, but the workers went on fighting. For the Communist Party had come on the scene, and that changed the whole course of China's history.